Support for this podcast and the following message comes from Morgan Stanley, who helped Uber raise capital to rethink transportation. Capital creates more mobility. More at morganstanley.com/Uber. Morgan Stanley & Co., LLC, member SIPC.
A pause in the rally? We'll talk with John Manley.
From Wall Street to Main Street to your street, this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. The markets had been on a tear recently on hopes that President Trump's plans for lower taxes and less regulation will fuel growth. So where does the stock market stand at this point? John Manley is chief equity strategist at Wells Fargo Funds Management Group, and he joins us now. John, after the markets retreated a bit yesterday, stocks are putting in a mixed showing today, even though the Dow Industrials had inched further into record territory. At this point, is the market catching its breath?
I think so. I think one of the disciplines a good investor should have is the ability to be patient and be willing to put up with a 3-5% correction at any time. I think we may be overdue for that, but I think the basic trend is still positive.
Are investors just as hopeful now about Donald Trump as a pro-growth president as they were when he was elected? Or is that hopefulness fading as, you know, all these other political disputes dominate the news?
Well, I think obviously there's a lot of distraction coming out of Washington these days. I think the economy seems to be getting better. It's been quite a few years since the economy got sick. It's been 6 or 7, 8 years. And I think things get better of themselves. I don't think it's necessarily Donald Trump so much as he wasn't the reason, but I think he may have been the trigger. I think the economy is getting better and profits seem to be getting better.
Many people that I've talked to say that solid earnings and a steadily growing economy are propelling the market's gains. Is this enough at this point, or do we need to see President Trump's economic policies put into action?
Well, ultimately, the market looks ahead, and we'll hear what some of the policies are going to be aimed at doing over the next few weeks. And I think some of this stuff has to go into action. I mean, the markets, the economy, pretty good at taking care of themselves. If government's not actively interfering against business, I think it's okay. But if government becomes more pro-business, that's even better. So I'm hopeful that we see things that encourage growth, because growth, after all, not only means more profits, it means more jobs and more happy people in the United States, hopefully.
There seems to be a fairly good chance the Federal Reserve might raise interest rates in March. Two questions here. Should they, and do you think they will?
I think they will. I hope they do. To me, at this point in time, an increase in interest rates isn't an attempt by the Fed to shut things down. It's just a recognition that things are getting better. The stronger the economy is, the higher interest rates it can take, and the Fed knows that. And I think when the Fed raises rates, they're sort of giving their imprimatur on a better economy. And that's, again, something I'd like to see, and I think a lot of people would like to see.
I'm speaking with John Manley at Wells Fargo Funds Management Group, and you're listening to Your Money Matters.
This podcast is sponsored by HSBC. When it's time to take your business international or take your international presence to a whole new level, HSBC has the network to connect you to the world. Search HSBC International to learn more.
Thanks for listening, everyone. John, what factors worry you at this point, you know, as the market continues its rise?
Well, I think the higher we go, the more we have to fall at some point in time. Ultimately, everything ends badly in a bull market, or it wouldn't be the end of a bull market. But I don't think we're at high valuations yet. I worry that we'll go to high valuations. Usually, the market gets itself overvalued. It builds on these things. I've lived through 1980. I lived through 1987. I lived through 2000. They were wonderful while they were happening, but they brought bad things with them. That doesn't mean you shouldn't participate, but I think I worry that it gets overdone before it's over.
What stock sectors do you have your eye on right now? In other words, which ones do you favor?
I still like technology. Ultimately, I think you have to readjust because the technology changes and the corporations that make up the good technology change. But I think the technology is still driving. I actually think that healthcare, which has done a little bit better recently, is still a wonderful place to be. Again, that's technology, but in a different way. I think energy, it's not quite the value it used to be, but I think on balance, things will be getting better. And basically more economically sensitive areas. I think the economy is getting better, and I want to be part of that.
What about the financial sector on the anticipation that interest rates will rise?
You know, I think I'm technically overweight the financial sector, and I think that's a fair way of looking at it. I think financials are attractive. I think the environment politically may be getting a little bit less difficult than it's been. I think as the economy gets better, there's more financial activity, and ultimately more financial activity means better profits. So I don't know if the stock market can do very, very well without some help from the financials. I think it gets it.
What about sectors to avoid?
There's nothing I really dislike, but you look at some of the high-yielding sectors, the more bond-like sectors, there's nothing really to offset the thought of higher rates. If something's not economically sensitive and there's not tremendous innovation, I think as interest rates go higher, they tend to suffer, just the normal discounting factor. So there's nothing I dislike, but I just don't really see that much interest in a lot of areas that really aren't that economically sensitive or aren't that innovative.
John Manley, Chief Equity Strategist at Wells Fargo Funds Management Group, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
And that's this edition of Your Money Matters. Thanks for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the News Desk in New York.
For more podcasts, check us out at wsj.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.